This episode, reconnecting with your existing customers. Has your business slowed a little bit? Well, both John and I have seen a bit of a slowing as far as business inquiries going, meaning people looking for work to be done. We thought we'd give you some ideas on how to reconnect with some of your customers so that you can increase your business flow. And we'll even discuss the state of the economy a little bit and some things like that. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Reconnecting with Existing Customers. And to help me explain, I'm here with my ever cheerful co-host and old buddy, John.
Yes, sir.
Johnny, anything exciting happening this week?
Not exciting. Now I did just get back from North Carolina, which was beautiful. And all you folks that live up there, I really like it up there. It's beautiful. So lucky you. But I get it's gonna start to get a little chilly in the mountains though next week. But other than doing my handyman thing, that's been exciting, Larry.
All right.
How about you?
we traveled a little bit like you. We had to go to a wedding. We went to Chattanooga, and then we also went up to one of the state parks here in Georgia and did a little, as they say, old people's LSD. We were looking at leaf-changing colors and things like that. It was really a nice little trip that we took. It was beautiful. The weather was fantastic.
The weather was great. We were both out of town at the same time.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. All right, Johnny, before we get into our topic of reconnecting with with existing customers, we did want to ask you to please like and subscribe to our shows. We're trying to build our subscriber base, and so we're trying to work the algorithms, the magic algorithms that all run our lives and blah, 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 and so forth and so on. On your right, if you're on our YouTube channel on the right-hand side, there's a little red subscribe button. If you would hit that and subscribe to our shows, and if you don't like us, well, on you anyway, and there you go. With that, anything to add there?
Yeah, well, no, you got to hit that subscribe button and mash the like button. Just keep going. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. It really helps us get the word out to we're trying to make millions on this. Yeah, not at all. Anyway, be that as it may.
I can't take any more money, Larry.
I've got enough.
A couple billion. That's it.
That's right. All right. Well, so, John, I've seen a bit of a slowdown as far as business inquiries go. Now, I'm not sure that this isn't just a seasonal thing, and both you and I concur this might just be – so we're recording this right in – what is this? Late October, I guess. And so generally this time of year, it either gets really busy or it slows up a little bit. And I look back through the years of doing my research on the years that I've been doing this in business, and it's been either or. It really has been an either or. It's either been – we started getting busy because people are getting ready for the holidays – or it's slowed way up to kind of a crawl, which is kind of where we're at. So we're not necessarily thinking this is a trend. Both you and I concurred what we were thinking about. If it doesn't pick up towards the beginning of the year, I think, is what we were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think, what happened – well, what we've got going right now is we've got a bit of a an ill wind in the economic atmosphere.
Well, it's very uncertain.
There's a little bit of that. I mean, I can, not to go into too much, but we all walk out of the grocery store now with one bag that's probably worth, $70. So, it's taxing on all of us, with the amount of money that the inflation rate and everything. So there could be, this can be hitting. Now, I will say that there's, the upside of this, if there is an upside, is that mortgage, I know that, well, the downside is mortgage rates are, 8% or greater, depending. People are not being able to sell their homes or being able, they want to maybe move to another house and you can't move and blah, blah, blah. So maybe this is another thing that's an advantage to the folks that want to fix their house up.
Correct.
That's another thing I was thinking about. So, but having said that, this can stifle some activity out there, right? And
I just have one thing to say. Thank God you went to the London School of Business Economics. That's
well,
all
Larry,
I can say.
I have studied quite a bit about capital markets and you know, the especially in bonds. So anyways,
good. It's good. Yeah. And you've got some nice, beautiful farmland in South Florida to sell us for a very reasonable, and a bridge. Yeah.
But, you know, back to the point here is that, you know, if things are kind of slowing down now, even if it isn't, you know, that there's always that dip that we experience, you know, whether it be, you know, right around the, you know, sometimes the holidays, it picks up. Sometimes, you know, you get into a couple of weeks during the holidays where nothing happens.
Right.
And maybe you're just looking to, you know, say, hey, you know, I want to, you know, pick up some extra dough here. But anyways, that kind of got us thinking about, you know, it's not a panic. It's not, you know, anything like that, but it's how do I, you know, pick up a couple of, you know, weeks worth of business, if not
or
more.
Or fill a few holes in your schedule.
Fill holes
in,
yeah.
How do you fill holes in the schedule? Right. And a lot of that just is part of it is just you, if you've been in the business for a while, you have a base of business customers. And I guess our question to you is, do you keep in touch with those customers on a regular basis? And so the first step, John, I mean, in my opinion, is go back through your customer base and see what work you've done for somebody. And is there the potential to make a contact and just say, hey, you know, a simple contact. Hey, we haven't heard from you in a while. We're just wondering, is everything okay? You know, are you still in the same house? I know that sounds funny, but I've actually had several of my customers have moved, and I found this out via other sources. You know, I personally have been so busy for so long that I haven't followed these words because business has been in abundance, for lack of a better word. I mean, literally it was more a scheduling issue than it was anything else. And I partially think part of the reason for this is that we've sort of finished up everybody's to-do lists. Finally, it's taken years, but I personally think that's part of it as well. And so it's time to start recontacting some of the customers just to get a little bit of business generation done just as it is.
Well, it's always good to reconnect, right? It's always good to touch base with people. You know, we always talk about that we're the kind of the trusted advisors for their home.
Correct.
You know? And it's always good that the trusted advisor, you know, you talk to him every once in a while, him or her, and you reconnect with people.
Right.
And now it's you know, hey, it's holiday season. You know, we're starting to get into that. So not a bad thing to, you know, reach out and, you know, talk to some of these people.
And, so John, if you're reaching out, would you reach out by email or by phone?
Well, I would do it by phone, Larry.
Why?
Because everybody likes a conversation. I don't like an asynchronous conversation. It's got to be bi-directional. It's got to be, you know, boom, boom, boom. We got to have this back and forth. I don't like, in this case, I don't like to just send an email. I'd rather reach out and connect with them personally.
Right. And I concur with that. I just had to ask the question because and that's us. And we come out of a background of sales. And so we're honestly, I mean, I'll do cold calls as you will as well. And cold calls are a radically different thing. These are not cold calls, folks. These are people, you know, you've been in their homes or hopefully you've been in their homes. This is not something where you're just calling them out of the blue. And part of that, as we already mentioned, is go back and research. When's the last time you've talked to this particular person? First off, I guess, hopefully you have records of your customer base.
Hey, we've talked about all that stuff before, folks. So
we have.
By now you should.
but you should have, you know, you should at least have a name, a phone number, and an address, I would hope, an address and at least possibly an email address. And I mean, my personal opinion is pick up the phone and just say, hey, you know, I don't know. If you hung a ceiling fan for me, say, hey, I just, you know, I'm calling just to check in, right? I'm calling to make sure everything's good with the ceiling fan. You know, I see we did that. I was making some calls. I know we've got the holidays coming up and we were wondering, and John, we talked about this. We were going to do a little bit of role playing, but one of the things we said is you have to have a value add to the conversation, right?
Yeah. So let's say Larry, I call
you. Have a reason for the call,
right?
Is what it is.
Right. You know, I'm not going to call you up and say, "Hey, Larry, you got anything for me to do?"
Yeah. Hey, I'm bored today. Do you have a job for me?
I would say no. I'm getting a haircut this morning. But thanks, Larry. See you later, click.
Hey, that sounds like the last time I asked you to go out to dinner.
Right.
No, I'm getting a prostate exam that day. Sorry. You know.
Right. Like, yeah. Right. Yeah. I got better things to do. Comb my hair. So, yeah. But, you know, we try to avoid that. You know, back to your point about the email, you know, even if you call, when you call people up, even if they don't answer, leave them a voicemail.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
It's your voice. When you, on the email, it's just too cold and just, you know, in this case, it's
too easy to just say, delete, to just hit delete.
Or not get back to you and, you know, and blah. You know, you know, hopefully you can call somebody up. You want to add, you know, to me, it's, you know, always have a reason to call them and add value. If you call them up and you, like, we were just kind of role playing there. It's like, yeah, I got, you know, hey, got anything for me to do? You know, that's not adding any value. And so how many times is that guy or girl or woman going to pick up the phone next time they see your number come through?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I got better things to do, right? I got to comb my hair. So, you know, but if you call them up and say, hey, you know, I did, you remember the time that you were in the Bahamas and you called me up and your smoke detectors were going off? Well, now's the time for me to, you know, come on over and check out those smoke detectors again. Or
yeah.
something, you know, so back to, let me take a couple steps back. One of the things that you know, from a record standpoint is when I create an invoice, I put all the detail of everything that I've done in there.
And not, so do I.
So yes. Before I get back to people, I know exactly what I've done for them in the past, step by step. So even they'll even forget about it.
Yes. They do.
Now I can bring up a lot of detail and, you know, it makes you, it's like, hey man, this guy's really on top of things here.
Correct.
So it's you're adding value and, yep. And you know, you've got your little bit of an agenda is, you know, I'm trying to get some more business, but you're not going to come right out and say, hey, you got anything for me to do? You start a different conversation.
I've got a mortgage payment due and I'm broke. Right. Do you have anything for me to do?
Right.
No, right. I don't. You know?
Right. Now I'm begging.
Exactly. It's not a beg. It's all you're trying to do is see if there is anything. The goal of the call is to make that contact and offer up value of some sort. And again, so this is in the fall time that we're recording this. And one of the things you can say is, and it is just a very simple thing. Hey, I'm just checking to make sure you've winterized your home properly. Have you checked your this, that, and the other thing? And they're going to say yes, yes, no, or no, or hey, thanks for telling me. I didn't really even think about that.
Yeah, there's a couple outcomes here, right?
And correct.
And we'll go into the next phase of this. But there's a couple outcomes that come. Hey, man, thanks for checking up on me, like you just said. You know, I've been meaning to call you anyways.
Is one. Yeah.
Okay. And I do have some other things. You know, come to think of it, I do have a couple of other things, you know, I've been meaning to talk to you about, or, you know, it's just, hey, thanks for, you know, checking in. And before you leave, right, you say the next phase of this is, I've got some time in my schedule. Do you know of anybody else around you or friends that might need some services at this time of the year?
Yeah, and I would add, just give an add to that, is give people specific people to think about. Do something like in the neighborhood of, is there anyone in your neighborhood that might need something? Or is there anyone, if you spend any time with the people, you know what their interests are. And just for example, I'm going to use different things. If somebody is an active member of a church, you can just say, hey, is there anybody down at the church that might need something done for them? Give them a specific set of people to actually think about. Or if they have kids, that's an easy one, because then you've got so many different groups, you know. Hey, is there anybody on John's or Susie's soccer team that might need something? You know, and they go, oh, you know, I was talking to so-and-so, and yeah, they actually, you know, you give them somebody specific to think about. Just say, hey, just it, it saying, do you know somebody that might need something is too broad. It gives them too many people to look at. Narrow it down a little bit.
Good point.
Just narrow it down a little bit.
But, you know, I think it comes down to just having that conversation. And it'll flow. It'll flow. But just know what you're trying to get across to them. And then a nice way is, you know, I've got some time in my schedule. Boom, boom, boom. Anybody else? Larry just brought up some good points. Anybody else in your neighborhood, down at your church, that could use my services or use services this time of year or whatever it might be, you know, the conversation will flow.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll say, hey, I know somebody just asked me about somebody or no. And then it's like, you know what? Fantastic. I'm glad everything's going well for you. And, you know,
even if it goes, no, I really don't know anybody right now. All right. Well, great. Well, I'm just checking, you know, we appreciate the business and your ending call. If you get turned down, which is fine. And it happens, you know, they just don't know anybody. You call, who knows? Everybody's got a million things going on.
Yeah.
John, for one, has to comb his hair a lot. So it's on his mind constantly. And,
that's why I never pick up the phone when I see you come through on it.
See, that's like I said, he's busy combing his hair. And no, I mean, in all seriousness, but just say, hey, you know what? Is it okay if, you know, I'll be checking back in another 2 or 3 months anyway, just to make sure everything's okay. And then just follow through.
Yeah, and always leave some kind of an action, right? You know, I'll be calling back or I'll check back with you. But I think, okay, let's put this in perspective of, you know, the homeowner, how many people that you have work for you and your home and stuff actually ever call back and show interest, you know,
in
about
what they've
how
done.
You're doing and how my past work is.
Right. Exactly. Unless it's directly tied to a monetary thing. And I'm going to use one example. My HVAC company is very good about getting back to us, but it's not
on the service side of the thing.
It's on a service side. It's always like, hey, it's time for your annual
it's not
service.
It's not a friendly call. It's not
correct.
It's not a trusted advisor type of call.
Correct.
So,
yeah. What we're talking about is being a trusted advisor.
Right. And the doing that, the business will flow.
It will.
I certainly believe that, you know, because you're going to be the first one that they're going to think of for anything. They're going to be like, wow, you know, usually I'm the person that's chasing all these contractors or everybody.
Exactly.
This guy's actually, he actually picks up the phone and calls me.
Exactly. And that's the difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
And even just leave a message, you know, again, back to what John said, you know, if they don't pick up the phone, for example, leave a message. And the message is really, really simple. Hey, it's Larry from Handyman Services. I'm just doing a quick follow up. You know, we did some work, just reiterate. We did, you know, I installed that ceiling fan. I'm just checking to make sure everything's okay. And you can even leave the short message. Hey, we've got some time in the schedule. If anything comes up, don't hesitate to reach back out to us.
Bingo.
And nobody, that is a very non-threatening message, and somebody's going to go, they're either going to go, yes, no, but at least they're going to say, listen, like literally, how many people have ever left you that message?
Yeah,
and,
no, absolutely.
And my answer is like nobody.
Right.
I mean, that's
exactly it. And then, so once again, you know, and we weren't going to dive into a marketing thing. You guys can go back and research that, but you know, it's once again, separating yourself from the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Some action items on this. I just wanted to throw out some action items things. First off is create a list, stay customer focused, research your customers, right? Go back and look at your customers. Try to encourage referrals. If you actually get into that conversation, if they have no work themselves, encourage some referrals and engage your customers in such a way that it's positive and pleasant. You should have a good working relationship with them. You should be able to just have a great conversation just in general. You know, those are your action items. Go out and do that. And it's almost a guarantee you're going to fill your holes in your schedule, because you really will. I think one of the things, John, you and I talked about this. John and I haven't done a lot of this in the past. Let me rephrase that. When I was selling, I did it all the time when I was just selling. But now that I'm doing the handyman service where there's a big long service component, and I've been slow to do this largely because of I was overwhelmed in my scheduling as it was. And so you can control this process, because it's all depends on how many calls you make, right, John? Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you make 100 calls, you're going to get something out of it. unless you're just, unless, I don't know, if you can't get something out of 100 phone calls, something's really wrong. And I would tell you, actually, it's probably more like 10 phone calls. You make 10 phone calls, I think you're going to have business and fill all the holes in your schedule. Do you agree with that, John?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, all the statistics will bear out, you know, if you're out there, you know, now we're talking about in this program right here, we're talking about just calling customers, not cold calling. So,
right.
You know, cold calling is a different story with its own statistics, which I'd say, you know, make the 100 calls and so on and so forth. But here, I guarantee you, you'll probably, you know, probably get a couple of things out of 10 calls.
Oh, I'm almost guaranteed.
And I'll tell you the other thing that occurs to me about these kind of conversations. You know, this time of year, we're all under a lot of stress. We talked about this kind of economic environment that we're in right now. You know, there's not a whole lot of good news going around, you know, and a lot of times you're under stress. You got all this other news going on. These are good conversations. You know, right. These are pleasant conversations. There's no pressure. There's no this. Somebody's actually caring about you. And, you know, this kind of really will, you know, brighten somebody's, you know, morning or day, you know, really, when you make these kind of calls.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
If it's not, you need to rethink your presentation.
Exactly.
And I think it's really that simple.
That's a good point. And that's what we want to bring across is, you know, make these pleasant, but, you know.
Johnny, I have a question for you. The last time the spaceship landed in your yard, did it make it pleasant for you? Well, I don't want the answer.
I don't know. They introduce you to a new tool every time. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. These two, we could make it really bad. We're not. This is a family show, Johnny. Yeah, it's a family show. It's all I'm going to say.
All right,
folks. If you really like what we do here on the Handyman Pros Radio Show, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really, really appreciate it. We're trying to get our numbers up. It's all good. We're just trying to get the word out. We hope we're bringing you value. If we're not bringing you value, send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. We will give us some suggestions on how we can bring you some value. If you want business tips or you want more actual homeowner tips or whatever it is that you want, we are open to content generation. We'll do whatever, you know, you would find valuable. Trust me. You know, it just is what it is. We want to be useful to you, our listeners. Subscribe to we have a newsletter. Subscribe to that at handymanprosradioshow.com. And also we are on Facebook at Handyman Pros. With that, John,
I think that's it, Larry. We're going to be out of here, and we sure are thankful for everybody watching the show today. And have a great week, and catch us on YouTube. And we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.